The fast-tracking of approvals for affordable housing developments has come under question after reporting by the ABC revealed Woolworths is using New South Wales and Victorian development schemes to push ahead with supermarket and apartment projects which are opposed by local councils. But how do these fast-track approvals work, and do they ultimately address the housing crisis? Nicole Gurran is Professor of Urban and Regional Planning with the University of Sydney. What's Woolworths doing here? How's it work?
Look, you know, it's difficult to generalise, but essentially there are some planning bonuses and some approval pathways that are available to developments that meet specific criteria. Sometimes it is shop-top housing, sometimes it's the size or the scale of the development, and that makes the project eligible for either special planning concessions or fast-track assessment.
So is this a good thing?
Look, it's not necessarily a bad thing, especially if projects meet existing planning rules and criteria. And certainly looking at housing above, for instance, latent shopping centres, which often have got really flat roofs and yet have some great services within them. I mean, you know, potentially that is exactly where we want to see higher density housing.
Is there a potential downside here, Nicole?
Look, I think the big downside is when you talk about fast-tracking anything, and particularly housing, and particularly when that fast-tracking involves varying or overriding local concerns and planning controls, the first thing at risk is actually community confidence in the planning system. And so we need to be really careful to make sure that proper consultation has taken place, or that projects that are considered against existing planning rules that are in place. And where those rules are a barrier, then it's time to look, you know, once more at that framework.
And can we just clarify the terminology here? Because we hear public housing and we hear social housing and now affordable housing. What are we talking about with affordable housing? Is that private market housing but at the lower end of the market?
Oh, great question. Look, really the first criteria is who's able to access it. So public housing is provided by the government and is made available to people on very low and low incomes. Social housing is the same, but not necessarily provided by the government, might be provided by a community housing organisation, increasingly is. Affordable housing can be provided also by non-government or by a private sector, but accredited provider. But it can be made available to people on moderate incomes as well. So that takes us into the workers, you know, people on low and moderate incomes, all the way up to, you know, police, teachers, certainly nurses as well. People who are on low incomes but at the moment are finding they're not able to access an affordable rental property, let alone purchase something within, you know, striking distance of where they work.
Nicole, are there other creative ways that are being looked at to almost piggyback affordable housing into other developments so that it's a win-win for housing and for retail or other developers?
Look, we've been limited in the way that we've used the planning system in Australia for affordable housing creation. First thing to say is actually we don't need innovation. We really just need to adequately fund social and affordable housing development as we've done in the past and as, you know, other countries do overseas. We also need adequate rental subsidies for people on low incomes, particularly in the absence of social and affordable housing. But when we talk about affordable housing for key workers, there is more that we can do in planning systems because those workers are already paying a lot of money for their housing. We can require all projects to include, you know, 20 to 30 to 40% affordable housing as part of their development. That has the benefit of reducing land values to the extent that, you know, the affordable discount, which is not a huge impost actually, but to the extent that that's required in the development, you know, developers are paying less for the land, so the subsidy is being met by the landholder in the form of a slightly lower, you know, land price when they sell the project. You know, that's otherwise we're back to looking at incentives, which is really what the Woolworths project is looking at.
Nicole, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Sally.